Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to create some team swag. If your team is working remotely by necessity, you may be missing out on your usual moments of camaraderie. Team swag can be a great way to build spirit and have some fun, even at a distance. Even if you normally consider swag to be clutter, and I tend to fall in this category, you might want to reconsider that now. It can be one of the cheapest ways to make people feel connected and part of something as they sit in their own home offices. I've long been fascinated by the swag industry. In my pre-COVID life, I spoke at a lot of conferences, and so I got quite the tour of objects that people are willing to slap their logo on. In general, I think that if you are going to take swag, limit yourself to the perennially useful, like water bottles and tote bags. But utility is not the main point if you're trying to establish connections with people you now see virtually. Instead, you want something that you can see that you all have together. So that probably means something you will see on Zoom, like a coffee mug or clothing with your company's logo. A bonus, while people are working from home, they'll get more wear out of a hoodie or t-shirt than they would when going to work requires professional attire. To amp up the sense of connection, you could use an inside joke on your team swag. My guess is that a lot of teams have work-from-home lingo or rituals that make everyone smile as they remember shared experiences. So maybe you create a t-shirt with something your team always says in virtual meetings, like kids and dogs optional, sense of humor essential, or something like that. Just be sure that it's something everyone will laugh about and that no one is being laughed at. Whether you go traditional or silly, arrange a time for everybody to wear or display the team swag on a video call to maximize the bonding. Take screenshots of everyone doing it. You can even frame the photo and distribute that. Even if you can't see each other in person, seeing a photo of your colleagues in your swag can make you smile whenever you sit down to work. Of course, team swag doesn't have to center on the company logo or an inside joke. You can also use it to create a shared experience. Order giant bubble wands to be delivered to everyone, and then arrange for everyone to meet up virtually while you each blow bubbles in your backyard or a neighborhood park. Or send sidewalk chalk and have everybody share photos of their masterpieces. Everyone's looking for ways to stay close during these challenging times. In the past, you might have taken everyone on a retreat somewhere fancy. Hopefully, we'll get back to that soon. But in the meantime, a handful of hoodies and coffee mugs can do a lot for just a few dollars. So why not give them a try? If you distribute team swag to your team, you can tell me all about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later. because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're your local Dignity Memorial provider. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat, Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.